pig. Never mind what Sarah says. There ain't nothing sweeter than some fatback and beans."
Swan had invited himself to accompany us in our 70-foot trek to Narion's cage. He said, "I'll kick in on that myself. I haven't tasted bacon in over 20 years.
"Shit," Goblin said. "You're going to kick in? Man, you don't even have a name anymore. You're dead."
"I could run up to the palace, dig around under my mattress. Times haven't been all bad for me."
"You won't marry me, Sleepy," Goblin said. "Then you ought to marry Swan. He's got a hoard put back, and he's too damn old to bother you with any of that man stuff. Narion Singh, get your skinny, shit-smelling ass up from there and talk to me."
Swan whispered, "Survival must be a real powerful drug." "I expect it is when you're Goblin's age," I agreed.
"I guess it is at any age."
"Meaning?" I asked.
"Meaning, I guess I should have headed back north a long time ago. I got nothing going for me here. I should have started moseying when Blade and Cordy went down, but I couldn't. And it wasn't just Soulcatcher twisting my arm." "I'm a loser."
"We were all losers, all three of us. We couldn't even make it as soldiers in the old empire. We deserted. Blade got his ass thrown to the crocodiles for smarting off to the priests back in his home country. We never had no real startup, any of us. Me and Cordy only headed on down here because once we got to running, it took a long time to stop. Now I don't have my friends anymore. I don't have anybody to goose me into doing things."
I did not enlighten him about the health of Blade and Mather, who were among the captured, but I did point out, "You can't be entirely inadequate. You've had some kind of commission or other from the Taglian throne practically since you got here."
"I'm an outsider. I make a great fall guy. Everybody knows who I am and everybody can recognize me. So the Protector or the Radisha puts me out in front where I can take the heat for all their unpopular decisions.
Now they'll need to find somebody else."
"Don't give me that look.
I wouldn't join the Black Company if you promised to marry me and make me captain, too. You guys got doom written all over you."
"What do you want?"
"Me? Since I don't got the stones or the young body to go home anymore, and home wouldn't be there when I showed up anyway, what I'd like to do is what we tried to do when we first came down here. Set me up a little brewery. Spend my last few years making people's lives a little easier."
"I'm sure Goblin and One Eye would be happy to take on a partner."
"Them too? No way. They'd drink up half the product. They'd get drunk and get in a fight and start throwing the barrels at each other."
He had a point.
"You have a point. Though they've shown considerable self-control lately.
It helps you pay attention if your fuck-up will get you killed. I'm always surprised by this guy."
He meant Narion Singh.
"He looks like such a trivial little wart. There are 10,000 that look just like him out there on the streets right now, and not one will ever do anything more important than starve to death."
"If I thought it would do any good, I'd starve this one to death, too."
"Narion, I'm back. Are you going to talk to me today?"
Singh raised his eyes. He seemed serene, at peace.
That could be said for stranglers. They never had trouble with their consciences.